In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of God's Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. When we lived in Reed City, we'd trek down to Troy about once a month to go visit the grandparents. I learned later it was because my grandmother was allergic to dust, and so we'd go down so Mom could clean Grandma and Grandpa's house, but I digress. This is back in the good old days, kids, when cars didn't have CD players. They had cassette tape decks. And it was our job, sitting in the back seat of the car, to pick the road trip tunes. Now, Mom had one of the, remember, it's blue and it's zipped, and it held about, 15 cassette tapes in it. And there was the one we really liked and the one we were like, It's a 3-hour drive from 8324 210th Avenue, Reed City, to 896 Muir Drive in Troy. It's 180 miles. It's a straight shot across US 10 down I-75. The halfway point is Bridgeport. We know this because that's where it depended if we got in trouble, if we were calling Grandma and Grandpa, or if we were calling Uncle Louie. Anyway, it's the halfway point. In the collection of tapes, this is why my musical taste is what it is. In Mom's collection of tapes for our road trips, we had Anne Murray's Greatest Hits, Volume 1 and 2, which today would fit on one CD. Roger Whittaker, Sincerely Yours, tapes 1 and 2. And about 7 Kenny Rogers tapes. She was not a huge fan of the Something Inside So Strong's tape because, unlike today's CDs, you can't skip a song. You have to play with the fast-forward rewind button until you find the right spot. And the first song on the first side of that tape is Planet Texas, which is a little weird. Kenny's singing about, he's sitting there and he pulled out the star chart, and right there where the sex is, the biggest space in outer space, the planet known as Texas. I told you, I listened to a lot of Kenny Rogers. Anyway, one of the other tapes had the song The Gambler. Now, the video of this is Kenny before Botox, so Kenny Rogers still looked pretty good, with his big head of hair and the full beard and mustache. And he's in the Western suit, sitting at the, standing there in the saloon and the gambling table. And how's the chorus of the song go? You've got to know when to hold them, know when to fold them, know when to walk away, know when to run. Never count your money when you're sitting at the table. There'll be time enough for counting when the dealing's done. The second verse goes on, and it's the gambler's advice. He said, every gambler knows that the secret to surviving is knowing what to throw away and knowing what to keep. Because every hand's a winner and every hand's a loser, and the best that you can hope for is to die in your sleep. Okay, Christina, what's that got to do with going back to school? Well, here we go. I sum it up in this. Is whatever argument you've been invited to a hill you're willing to die on? Is every conflict, every disagreement, a hill you're willing to die on? Goes hand in hand with this bit of advice. You don't have to attend every argument you've been invited to. See, we're going back to school, and we're going back to the busy time at work, and we're going back to working more than we should, and things are getting busy, and everybody's schedule starts filling up, and those lazy, hazy days of summer are now behind us. It is September 2nd, and it's all downhill from here. Or is it? Or is it? September, October, November. November, we have an election coming up. And while I promise not to preach the political, I will preach human social interaction and where God calls us to be. Is every argument, disagreement, discussion a hill you're willing to die on? It's about knowing what to throw away and knowing what to keep. It's about knowing how to choose between life and blessing and death and curse. It's about being able to stop long enough to listen to where God is actually going, psst, go that way. It's about fighting the fights that need to be fought and standing up to the injustices that really you need to be the one that stands up to, because you're the only one in a certain situation with a certain set of understanding and background that can speak to that experience. It's also about knowing what to throw away, knowing which arguments to walk away from because they're not worth spending all of your time and energy on. They're not worth dying on that hill. It's about choosing in every decision which way we are called to go. We've talked about it and talked about it this summer, about how we see God's will for our life and how God answers prayer. Can we take those things we learned this summer and apply it to program year? It says in Deuteronomy, look here, today I've set before you life and what's good and death and what's wrong. If you obey the Lord your God's commandments that I am commanding you right now by the Lord your loving Lord your God, by walking in his ways and keeping his commandments, his regulations, and his laws, then you will live and thrive. We read Old Testament through New Testament eyes. We can't help it, we're Christians. What is the greatest commandment? To love the Lord your God with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength, and to love your neighbor as yourself. Let that be the decider, because it continues. But if your heart turns away and you refuse to listen, and you are so misled, worshiping other gods and serving them, I'm telling you right now that you will definitely die. This is not physical death he's necessarily speaking about. It's spiritual. It's relationship with God. And it goes back to, is it something that really needs your energy? For example, if you are in the store and somebody who is not in any way connected to you makes some comment and you overhear it, is that the time and the place to jump in with your 2 cents worth and go to battle on that argument? 9 times out of 10, the answer is no. Is it something that affects you personally or affects somebody in your circle personally or affects somebody that you care about deeply and you see an injustice being done? Is it your call to jump in there? I'm going to say 9 times out of 10, yes. We have to be careful about picking and choosing our battles, because if we spend all of our energy on the ones that are not ours to fight, then we've got nothing left in the tank when we're called to be on this hill, to stand on this soapbox, to be in this position to fight this fight. It's important for going back to school. It's important for the kids to hear it. And for you going back to work in the hubbub of the year to hear this. Because you go back and there are plenty of voices and there are plenty of little g-gods who will try to take your attention away from the one true God and your one true calling from that one true God. Arguments about X, Y, and Z. Conversations about A, B, and C. I should be doing soccer and dance and gymnastics and this, that, and the other, robotics league and marching band and all of these things. And while they may be true, if you are choosing or your kids are choosing or your loved ones are choosing these things, as opposed to this thing, then that's not the hill you're called to be on. It's not the battle you've been called to fight. So the gambler's advice, you've got to know when to hold them and know when to fold them, know when to walk away and know when to run. You never count your money when you're sitting at the table. There'll be time enough for counting when the dealing's done. Because every gambler knows that the secret to surviving is knowing what to throw away and knowing what to keep. Because every hand's got the potential to be a winner. And just like that, it's got the potential to be a loser. And the best thing you can hope for is that you've lived a life where you just die in your sleep. My prayer going into these next few months is that each of you remembers just how loved and valued you are, not just by me, which of course you are, but by the one who created you. My prayer is that you find a way to encourage yourselves and each other as God, through the Holy Spirit, encourages you. My deepest, deepest desire is that when I see you up on your hill battling your battle, it truly is the one that I can tell God has called you to fight. And that when you are up there, giving it all you've got for exactly the purpose that you've been called, may you remember that you've got the biggest cheerleader of them all, the one who called you to it. May you truly remember which things to hold on to and which wings to throw away. May you truly remember it's the big G God that deserves your time, and not all of the little g gods that try to take it away from him. Amen.